Second Chronicles, chapter 24. Joash was 7 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Zibiah of Beersheba. And Joash did that which was right in the sight of Yahweh all the days of Jehoiada the priest. And Jehoiada took for him 2 wives, and he begat sons and daughters. And it came to pass after this that Joash was minded to repair the house of Yahweh. And he gathered together the priests and the Levites, and said to them, Go out to the cities of Yehuda, and gather out of all Israel money to repair the house of your Elohim from year to year, and see that you hasten the matter. Howbeit the Levites did not hasten. And the king called for Jehoiada the chief, and said to him, Why have you not required of the Levites to bring out of Yehuda and out of Jerusalem the collection, according to the commandment of Moses, the servant of Yahweh, and of the congregation of Israel, for the tabernacle of witness? For the sons of Athaliah, that wicked woman, had broken up the house of Yahweh, and had also all the dedicated things of the house of Yahweh did they bestow upon Baalim. And at the king's commandment they made a chest and set it outside at the gate of the house of Yahweh, and they made a proclamation through Yehuda and Jerusalem to bring into Yahweh the collection that Moses, the servant of Yahweh, had laid upon Israel in the wilderness. And all of the princes and all the people rejoiced and brought in and cast into the chest until they had made an end. Now it came to pass that at what time the chest was brought to the king's office by the hand of the Levites, and when they saw that there was much money, the king's scribe and the high priest's officer came and emptied the chest and took it and carried to his place again. And thus they did day by day, and gathered money in abundance. And the king and Jehoiada gave it to such as did the work of the service of the house of Yahweh, and hired masons and carpenters to repair the house of Yahweh, and also such as wrought iron and brass to mend the house of Yahweh. So the workmen wrought, and the work was perfected by them, and they set the house of Yahweh in his state and strengthened it. And when they had finished it, they brought the rest of the money before the king and Jehoiada, of which were made vessels for the house of Yahweh, and even vessels to minister and to offer with, and spoons, and vessels of gold and silver. And they offered burnt offerings in the house of Yahweh continually all the days of Jehoiada. But Jehoiada grew old and was full of days when he died. 130 years old was he when he died. And they buried him in the city of David among the kings because of the good that he had done in Israel, both toward Yahweh and toward his house. Now after the death of Jehoiada came the princes of Yehuda and made obeisance to the king, and the king listened to them. And they left the house of Yahweh, Elohim of their fathers, and served groves and idols, and wrath came upon Yehuda and Jerusalem for this their trespass. Yet he sent prophets to them to bring them again to Yahweh, and they testified against them, but they would not give ear. And the spirit of Yahweh came upon Zechariah, the son of Jehoiada the priest, who stood above the people, and said to them, Thus says Yahweh, Why do you transgress the commandments of Yahweh that you cannot prosper? Because you've forsaken Yahweh, he has also forsaken you. And they conspired against him, and stoned him with stones at the commandment of the king in the court of the house of Yahweh. And thus Joash the king remembered not the kindness which Jehoiada his father had done to him, but killed his son. And when he died, he said, Yahweh, look upon it and require it. And it came to pass at the end of the year, the host of Syria came up against him. And they came to Yehuda and Jerusalem and destroyed all the princes of the people from among the people and sent all the spoil of them to the king of Damascus. For the army of the Syrians came with a small company of men, and Yahweh delivered a very great host into their hand because they had forsaken Yahweh, Elohim of their fathers. And so they executed judgment against Joash. And when they were departed from him, for they left him in great diseases, his own servants conspired against him for the blood of the sons of Jehoiada the priest, and killed him on his bed, and he died, and they buried him in the city of David. But they did not bury him in the graves of the kings, and these are they that conspired against him: Zabad, the son of Shimeath, and Ammonitus, and Jehozabad, the son of Shimrith, a Moabitess. Now, his sons, and the greatness of the burdens upon him, and the repairing of the house of Yahweh, behold, they are written in the story of the book of the kings, and Amaziah, his son, reigned in his stead. End of chapter.